Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will send the article of impeachment against Donald Trump to the Senate on Monday. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer made that announcement today when he opened the Senate. Republican leader Mitch McConnell preferred to postpone the impeachment trial until February to give the former president time to prepare and review his case. The House impeached Trump on a single charge of incitement of insurrection for the deadly attack on the Capitol that unfolded on January 6th. Pelosi said the trial has to happen even though Trump has left office so that there is accountability. Florida tied a record for daily recorded COVID-19 deaths today with 277. The state also reported more than 13,700 new positive coronavirus cases. The Florida Department of Health in Pinellas County announced today that it has gotten a new shipment of 8,000 coronavirus vaccines. Registration for new appointments begins tomorrow morning at 10 by calling 844-770-8548 or by registering on the state's web portal, patientportalfl.com. Appointments are expected to fill up quickly. It's for anyone 65 or older in Pinellas County. Vaccinations begin early next week. Dr. Anthony Fauci says a lack of candor and facts about the coronavirus pandemic under President Trump very likely cost lives because it delayed getting sound scientific advice to the country. The Citrus County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deputy-involved shooting in Homosassa. The sheriff says all agency personnel are safe and the scene is contained. It was in the area of West Cardinal Boulevard and South Fennell Point. Most of what we know about rising ocean temperatures that signal the influence of climate change comes from old ship records. Those records can be tricky, full of errors or misinterpretations. Jenny Stiletovich reports now. Scientists at the University of Miami say they've found a more reliable measure, deep sea sponges in the Bahamas.
The 600-year-old sponge used for the study was one of several collected in the 1990s off a now-abandoned ocean research center in the Exumas. The sponges, called sclerosponges, grow on the sides of deep ocean cliffs, like in the tongue of the ocean. They can live thousands of years and grow as deep as 500 feet.
There's less known about parts of the ocean than they are about the moon.
Peter Swart is a geochemist. He says up until now, scientists mostly relied on ship records for temperature data that go back to the 1850s, and for older data, coral and tree rings. But that data can be unreliable. It's also not as old as the sponges. Swart says it takes a kind of deep diving mini submarine to retrieve the sponges, and since the Exuma's research lab was shut down, he's had trouble getting funding because the sponges are such a new line of research. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
Former nightly news anchor Tom Brokaw says he is retiring from NBC News after working at the network for 55 years. Here's the weather. Tonight, partly cloudy with overnight lows near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, warmer on Sunday. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app and on WMNF.org.
You can't poke into any issue in Congress without stumbling over sacks full of corporate campaign donations. And the recent eruption of pro-Trump mob violence inside the U.S. Capitol exposed boodles of that special interest cash to public view, much to the embarrassment of major Wall Street banks, Silicon Valley tech giants, and CEOs of brand-name corporations. Hundreds of thousands of their political dollars were traced to the mayhem in our Capitol. Specifically, their money was going into the coffers of 147 Republican lawmakers who backed the fraudulent Trumpster attempt to overthrow last fall's presidential election. Acknowledging the damage these revelations did to their public image, the corporate interests responded forcefully. How? They issued press releases condemning violence. Well, that'll make things better. Okay, in fairness, quite a few firms added a bit of bite to their bark by suggesting that maybe they wouldn't be so cavalier about tossing out political contributions in the future. Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, and Goldman Sachs announced that they would, quote, pause donations to all candidates. Other groups like Marriott said they were suspending donations, and others like FedEx said they were monitoring the situation. Notice the profusion of wiggle words in these professions of corporate principle. The executives are really not biting the system, but merely gumming it for a while. Then, once public attention has drifted, the corporate congressional complex will be back to business as usual. After all, while they deplore Trump's racism, sexism, xenophobia, and overall immorality, they've gleefully taken it all to the bank, rationalizing, legitimizing, and profiting from his corrupt presidency. This is Jim Hightower saying it's not armed rioters from outside the system who are the main threat to our democracy, but insiders who manipulate the system at our expense.
Hightower's commentaries are brought to you by the Hightower Lowdown, the monthly newsletter with Hightower's take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to. For information, visit HightowerLowdown.org.